Well, good morning. It's Wednesday, and we're all ready for facing up the rest of this week and being winners. Are you feeling like a winner? Tell yourself I am a winner because I'm in Christ. In Him I live. In Him I move. In Him I have my being. I have got to report to you how happy I am to be in Jesus. I just want to say this, and that is my whole week started off with a happy day on Sunday. The youth led worship, and I just want to play a little bit of this song that Billy and Jackson and Cash played, and just enjoy it for a minute.
All right, we're gonna sing a little month. Stay standing. Here I go. No. Okay.
Don't you dare sit down.
Don't sit down. Okay. We're gonna sing a Mother's Day song, so join us.
It was a good Sunday. It was an awesome Sunday, and we just had a great time with our mothers, and I want to salute the moms. They've just, I wouldn't be here without my mom, just so you know. But anyway, we went on to Monday night, had a gathering of Rhema pastors in Loveland, and just had a great time hearing what the guys are going through, what's going on in their lives and this sort of thing. And then I just really felt encouraged in the sense of I'm here to prepare the church, to prepare the Christian, everyday Christian, nominal Christian for the work of the ministry. That's what Ephesians 4 says that I'm about as a pastor, to ready the work. And I got to thinking about I want to keep the live cast short, but it's going to be a little bit longer this morning because I've just got to continue to mention the mandate, and that is to enable you to stand before the judgment seat of Christ so you can hear a good report of the things done while you're walking here these 70 or 80 or 90, 100 years, whatever. Because we want to hear Jesus say, well done. You cared about the kingdom. You gave up portions of your life to be in Christ, and Christ gave up his life to be in you. And so the aspect here is that we want to go forward. So as of today, we're fasting today, and mainly because there's just been a lot of people with cancer and sickness in general, but cancer especially, that have fought and fought and fought and fought. And I don't think that's all that we can do. Sometimes prayer is but Jesus said, when you pray and when you fast and when you give, and that's a part of giving ourselves up. And so Heather mentioned Isaiah 58, and that's when you're talking about breaking the bondages and loosing the things that contain people and we may not understand. And part of fasting is to quiet ourselves down to where it's not twisting God's arm. I'm not going to eat until you do so. It's like, that'd be silly. But to be still and know that he's God, to care more about the things of God than we do about food. That's one thing. It's like, body, you don't rule here. My spirit man is the one in subjection to the spirit of the living God, and I just will not bow my knee to that. And so so fasting is just one of those avenues, but I'm asking you to do that and pray. It don't do any good to fast if you're not going to use the other time to pray. And realize I've got somebody I'm going to go see on Monday that's on a kidney dialysis thing that they just cannot see any change and any victory in this. And they're Catholic, and I'm just believing that, you know what? God wants people free. God wants people whole and healed. And if we spend our time concentrating on some of those things, we'll see more. I believe we'll press in, press toward the mark of the high calling. So I want to mention also that tomorrow night, Thursday night at 6:30, I'm going to be talking about the mystery of iniquity. A couple places it's mentioned of in the New King James called. It's called the mystery of lawlessness, anomai, and that's meaning that law is nomai, and a in front of it always means a reverse sentence or a negative sense, and that is what anomai, the iniquity, is this ongoing. We're going to talk about the difference between sin and iniquity. We're going to describe this, and then Sunday, this weekend, we're going to talk about the beauty and the bride. You're the bride, and he's the beauty, and actually he calls you beautiful also, but we want to remember where our beauty came from and how that all came about. So it's going to be a great weekend, and so I just want to encourage you to be praying for those that are just fought this fight. There's a point in time when I know my dad just kind of gave up. He said, I'm done fighting. I'm done resisting. I'm done with this. And I want you to pretend like this is one of your loved ones. This is one of your, and we're going to see these bands and bonds broken because Jesus paid the price to break them. And so whatever we do, there's places where it talks about us completing the work of Christ. In other words, pushing through the victory that's already been attained. So bless you, keep you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon your life today, and that you would receive great strength and encouragement by knowing who you are and knowing who he is. In Jesus' name, amen.